Let's open the Bible in Matthew chapter 3, verse 1. It says, in those days, I'm going to read from the NIV, I believe. In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. Notice I say repent very loud, because I know that's one subject people don't like to hear in the church. And that's one word, or when you talk about repentance, repent, that's one thing when people, even thinking about repentance, we think about the big sinners, which there's no such a thing. There's no big sinner. There's no worse sinner than other. We are sinners separated from the glory of God. But John the Baptist, you can look at that later in Mark chapter 1, it says, this is the beginning of the good news. In Mark chapter 1, it says, this is the beginning of the good news, meaning the good news message started like this. John the Baptist was a voice in the desert preaching, repent. So the good news begin with repentance. So you cannot see God unless you repent. You cannot encounter, I don't want to get ahead of myself. I want to preach a message for 25 minutes. Maybe I'll come back later next week. But this is what I want to tell you. It says, repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near you. This is he who was spoken through the prophet Isaiah when it says, a voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight paths for him. Verse 4. John's clothes were made of camel's hair, and he had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locusts and wild honey. People went out to him from Jerusalem to all Judea and the whole region of the Jordan. What were they doing? Confessing their sins. They were baptized by him in the Jordan River. But when he saw some Pharisees and Sadducees, now you need to understand the Pharisees, they were what they called the director of the law. These guys, they were in charge to teach people of God's law. And then remember, when you study the word, we find about between 613 to 660 some laws. When you study the book of laws, it's 600 of them. Guys, even the Ten Commandments is like, that's like, nobody could follow all those laws, all those rules. So these guys, they were responsible to teach the people. But when John the Baptist saw them coming, he was bold under the power of the Holy Spirit, called them, you brood of vipers. You know how offensive that is? John the Baptist was bold. You know what a viper is? A person who betrays those who help them. Maybe you have an encounter a viper in your life. Someone you've helped. It's like it's someone who knows better, but they're not doing better. John the Baptist is like, man, you brood of vipers. Who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? And don't you think you can say to yourself, we have Abraham as our father? See, right there, John the Baptist, he received a word of knowledge. Because the Pharisees, they would say, oh yeah, we're children of Abraham. They even said it to Jesus. They said, yeah, who are you? Where you come from, man? Don't you know we are free because we're children of Abraham? But he said, verse 8, produce fruit in keeping with repentance. Meaning, repentance is a total change of direction. Total change of direction. Now remember, when you study the last season of Malachi to the announcement of John the Baptist, that's about 430 some years. So for 430 some years, God hasn't spoken. God didn't say a word. So let me tell you this. If God told you, so if I tell you, if I give you an assignment to do, and I don't change the assignment, what must you do? I would assume you would keep with the assignment until I tell you a different assignment, right? That's how God functions. But sometimes when we think, well, Lord, what are you saying now? I'm like, okay, what did he say? What did God say to you? I mean, for us, thank God now we've got the Bible. Listen, if you want to know what God's saying to you, don't look too far. Read the Bible. Get in the Word. It's good to listen to a lot of good podcasts, a lot of other preachers, listen to me, whatever. But be in the Word, because God is speaking. And what he says here, you obey. And then what's going to happen? You're going to produce fruit keeping. That's what it says. It says, produce fruit keeping with repentance. Meaning, you've repented. What's the fruit? I want to see the fruit. You have repented of your sin. I want to see the fruit. So you used to steal. Whose glasses is this, by the way? Somebody left this here. You used to steal. Now the good news came your way. You realize you're a thief. You're like, oh man, I can't keep stealing. Lord, I repent. I know stealing is not good. It's not right. It's not honest. Forgive me, Father. Jesus, I invite you in my heart. Thank you, Lord, for forgiving me. And then, if you still have these glasses you stole, go back to the person. Say, hey, you know, I stole this. I was bad. There's a story in the Bible. Zacchaeus. Good example. But now, next time, 3 days later, I go somewhere else. And I'm like, oh, glasses. Remember, I've repented 3 days ago. But now, my mind needs to be renewed by the Word. I need to grow in my repentance. I need to walk in my repentance to keep fruit with repentance. But now I'm going to be tempted. I'm like, man, yeah. By the power of the Holy Spirit, that's why the new birth is something that happened in your spirit. That's why it's good to grow in the Lord. Believe me, I preached a message a couple years ago here. In your spiritual growth, you either grow or you die. You can't be stagnant in the Lord. You're either going to grow spiritually or you decrease spiritually. Can I have a witness? That's it. You're either going to grow in maturity. You're either going to grow in your walk with the Lord. You're either going to grow in your love for the Lord. Or you're going to decrease in your love for the Lord. You're either going to grow in your fear for God. You know what the fear of God is? The fear of the Lord is to shun evil. Shun, ban evil. The fear of the Lord is to love what the Lord loves and to despise what he despises. For 400 years, God didn't speak. Now, if you look in the Bible, in your word, in your Bible, why would, I went and searched that. Why would the chapter started with in those days? When in chapter 2, he was just talking about, you know, the birth of Jesus, you know, and then the King Herod died, and then now Joseph find out, then he could move to Nazareth, but he was still afraid. Then he could move to to Bethlehem, but then he was still afraid. Then he moved to Nazareth. And it's just like prophecies being accomplished. But Chapter 3 started, in those days, when you study the time, the season, in those days, people didn't know the way of God. People thought they were just right in their own eyes. There's a verse Ken just been quoting to me all last week. It says, do not be wise in your own eyes. How did it go? Do not be wise in your own eyes. You see, in those days, people were being wise in their own eyes. In those days, you know what the Pharisees did? They talk among themselves. They said, you know what, guys? Yeah, we've got the temple, you know. The temple's got three different sections, you know. The entry, the outer court, the inner space, and then the Holy of Holies where the one high priest goes once a year. Guys, why don't we start a business? Let's do this. You know what? You, Marcus, you buy goats. You, Thomas, you buy camel. You buy what? You buy, doves. Let's start the house of the Lord. They turn it to a marketplace. That's what they did during those 400 years. They turned the house of the Lord, that's supposed to be a house of prayer, they turn it into a marketplace. They turn it into their church. Let's make it convenient to people. Instead of people walking miles with a lamb, let's just sell the lamb here, and then we'll mark it up 30%. In those days. That's why it says, in those days, John the Baptist showed up. He said, guys, repent. Repent of your sins. Repent of your actions that are not right. You know, and when you study the word repent, this is what it means. Repentance means you change your mind. And listen to this. When your mind changes, it empowers you. But when you struggle to change your mind, that's when you go in yo-yo. You know why? Because you're struggling to change your mind. The moment I change my mind to be kind, I'm kind. Or I'm aware of when I'm not kind. The moment I change my mind to not cheat people, I stop. The moment I change my mind on something the Lord convict me of in my life, I repent and then I'm aware of it. That's why John the Baptist is like, guys, repentance is not Lord, forgive me. It's an action. Repentance is an action. According to Matthew chapter 3, a change of mind will always produce a change of ways. Can I have a witness? A change of mind will always produce a change of ways. What follows your repentance is a change of ways. When I forgive someone that hurt me, I don't cut them off. I give them a blank sheet of paper. Now, I'm not saying to write out trust them. They need to earn your trust. You're not stupid. But you give them a chance to earn your trust. Give them a chance to earn your trust. If you really forgive. You see, this message, what we're talking about here, I believe the church needs to hear it. Some of us, you know, I know there are people who grew up in the church. They go to church every Sunday. They hear the story. But it's just remain a story. And my prayer this month, as we talk, you know, we've been talking about mission. I tell you, it's the only month, really, we talk about money that much. And mission, because it's about, you know, supporting the work of the kingdom. But my prayer is that God would impact your life to grow you to a level of intimacy with Him that you didn't have last month. What area in your life today you need to repent? And I'll ask Alyssa to come. Which area in your life right now you know there needs to be a change of mind? Which area? The Holy Spirit is pinpointing. It's like this. You need a change of mind. Because with a change of mind will follow. A change of mind will follow change in your ways. When you change your mind, that's repentance. I hope you take to heart what the Lord is saying to you this morning. And I just want us to take a couple minutes to respond to this message the Lord has for you. Which area in your life? That's the question that remains. I don't want you to be coming to church. Are you saved? Do you have a personal relationship with Jesus? Have you encountered the power of Christ? Are you encountering His power? And let me tell you this, remind you again. The days are very evil. The days are dark. You need that personal revelation. You need that to keep you going. You know, I repent all the time. Every time the Holy Spirit brings something to my mind, to my attention, that's not right in my life, I repent and I change my ways. That's how I am growing spiritually. And I want that for us as a church. I want us to grow from glory to glory. I know there are people who have been coming here. I'm not sure if they have a personal relationship with Jesus, because I don't see the fruit. Just like John the Baptist is talking about. He says, produce the fruit, keeping with repentance. I'd say come to the altar and make things right with the Holy Spirit. Remember, the altar is not a place of shame. When someone come up for prayer, it's not a place for shame, condemnation, guilt. It's a place of honor. Like Jesus told the lady, He says, my daughter, where are those who condemn you? So let's do that. Let's take a couple more minutes to respond to the word of the Lord this morning. Thank you, Lord.